worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us as we begin here in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father, once again, we thank you for the wonderful gift of your word. Thank you for the privilege of being able to open your word and hear words of life, blessing, grace, strength, and encouragement every single day. Thank you, Lord, for how that you do so many things in our lives as we simply fill our hearts and our minds with your word. Empower us to be believers that more and more wisely live in your word each and every day. Empower us to be believers that are wise enough to seek to be faithful hearers and doers of your word daily. Thank you for the opportunity to live in your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we join the psalmist and say that you are our strength and our shield, Father. We can trust in you and we are helped by you. What a wonderful God you are, that you would love us in such a way. So we lift high your name today. We praise you. We thank you for your precious Son, Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We continue to remind and encourage you to please take time to go to resources.afa.net. Again, that's the AFA Resource Center. Once upon a time, the name was the AFA Bookstore, but it's now the AFA Resource Center. You can visit the AFA Resource Center and find online features and exclusive products and items and tools, books and things that can help to equip you to be a vessel through which God can accomplish his perfect will and through which he can work to build his kingdom on a daily basis. The AFA Resource Center is a marketplace to help inform, equip, and prepare you and your family, to be vessels through which God can help to transform our culture and our world, vessels through which God can proclaim the gospel on a daily basis, vessels through which God can use the work to do the work of making disciples. Hope that you'll visit again. Visit the AFA Resource Center, going to resources.afa.net. Again, that's resources.afa.net. AFA Resource Center is a ministry of the American Family Association. Today we're looking at the topic, the Word of God, key chapters of foundational truths. And, you know, let me mention this very important but simple truth. You know, the Lord Jesus said to us in his word in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God. Now, that's a simple verse, but it's a powerful verse. Listen to it again. In fact, let me read it word for word. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Again, keep in mind, this is a simple verse, but stop and think about the wisdom behind it. Most human beings recognize that we desperately need to eat, to live. Food is critical. But God wants us to understand that the Word of God is actually more critical, more important to us than the bread we eat for our physical bodies. God's Word is food for our spirit and so, so much more. So as we look at the topic today, the Word of God, key chapters of foundational truths, we want you to listen and learn and grow in your understanding of how important it is that we be believers that are wise enough to fill our lives with the precious and powerful Word of God. And we're also to always be in a listening and a learning mode because God is always teaching us eternal truths through His Word as we listen and follow that wisdom. So we begin now in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Genesis, of course, is the book of beginnings. Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters He called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth," and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him, male and female He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. All of Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 31. Father, we thank you for the wonderful, the powerful, and the blessed, and the tremendous story of creation. Thank you, Lord, for how that you gave us your word, and you chose to introduce your word with the powerful and the blessed book of Genesis. And then you introduced the book of Genesis by introducing it by giving us Genesis chapter 1, the story of your blessed creation. Father, open our eyes and ears to listen for the many wonderful truths and insights found simply in this very first chapter of your word. But help us to recognize how wonderfully and powerful and mightily you use it to introduce your whole word to the whole world through this powerful chapter. Help us to always remember, Lord, that you are El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are King of kings and our Lord of lords. Help us to grow with every passing day in our understanding of just the greatness, the power, the blessedness, just the omnipotence that you possess because you are God, our Heavenly Father. Help us to grow daily in our understanding of the bigness of who you are, and help us to grow daily in our love for you and our love for your word and our love and our commitment to be hearers and doers of your word. Help us to know, Lord, you've given us your word, not just for information, but for revelation, to help us to better know your will and help us to live it and to live for the work of following you and building your kingdom. Thank you for the wonderful gift of Genesis, and thank you for chapter 1. Thank you for the chance for us to learn many truths that draw from this chapter as well as this whole book. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 is such a powerful chapter. I would encourage you to make it a goal to read this chapter at least once a week, if not more often. Because remember, the Bible is God's book, and God chose to introduce his whole book with the book of Genesis, and he chose to introduce Genesis with the book of Genesis chapter 1 specifically, which introduces us to his creation, his wonderful creation. Reading the book often will remind you of the power of our Heavenly Father, how big, how great he is. And again, our minds can't begin to grasp how big and great God is. But Genesis chapter 1 can help us to begin to move in the right direction in our understanding. Keep in mind, the book of Genesis has 50 chapters. Four main events in the book of Genesis include the creation, the fall, the flood, and the scattering of nations. And the four key people in the book of Genesis are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And so the book is a powerful book, an important book, but specifically, we're coming up on a break, and on the other side, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 12, which is a chapter which introduces basically Abraham. And Abraham is referred to as the father of faith. And an important truth for us to draw from the Word of God, a powerful truth that's critical and very important throughout the Word of God, is that the just shall live by faith. That's a message that God gives us from Genesis all the way to Revelation. God calls us to be a people that are trusting you and following you and living for you. And keep in mind, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, God tells us without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you want to live a life pleasing to God, it's critical that you are always seeking to walk by faith, to function by faith, to live a life where you're trusting God and following God and leaning upon him. And keep in mind, every believer is called to live a life that pleases the Lord. But remember, clearly God's word tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So you and I are wise to, you might say, to stay in the school of faith all our life and never graduate. Why? Because we're always to seek to be learning more about how to walk in faith and how to put that faith to work each and every day. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we look today at the topic, the Word of God, key chapters of foundational truths. We'll be right back.
The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us. The weight of every curse upon us.
You're listening to Carrie Job Forever. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, The Word of God, Key Chapters of Foundational Truths. And we read Genesis chapter 1, and now we're looking at Genesis chapter 12, which is a critically important chapter to help us to better understand the very important place, amongst other things, the very important place of faith in our lives. And keep in mind, brothers and sisters, if you don't have the habit of reading God's Word every day, and I like to encourage a goal of reading at least 3 chapters every day, you know, and keep in mind, it could be the same chapter 3 times over. That's fine, because that helps you actually to meditate and to mull over the Word of God. But 3 chapters a day is a good basic spiritual meal. But I want you to better grasp this truth. It's not just a nice thing to read your Bible every day. It's a critical part of the life of being a disciple. God's Word equips us and helps us to really walk with God, to think as God wants us to think. It equips us to be well-equipped disciples that need the Word to help us think rightly, to act rightly, to trust rightly. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. And also, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want your faith to be growing and becoming strong and vibrant, you need to stay in the Word of God, to meditate on the Word of God. That's very, very important. So being in God's Word every day is critically important to the life of every believer. So if you don't have the habit of reading His Word every day, today is a good day to start. And keep in mind, for people that say, well, I'm just so busy, I don't have time to read my Bible. Keep in mind, it's important that you're a serious believer, serious enough to where when you need to, you're able to even scold yourself and say, listen, I can do what I want to do today. If you want to spend time in God's Word, you can make time. We make time for what we really want to do. So never allow yourself to excuse yourself by saying, I'm just so busy. We do what we choose to do every day. You and I are wise and need to choose to open God's Word every day and spend time one-on-one with God. Remember, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. And when you read the Word, you're spending time with Jesus. So as we look at Genesis chapter 12, keep in mind it's a chapter that helps to further introduce Abraham, the father of faith, but it also helps us to better understand the very important place of faith in the life of every believer. Genesis chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh. And the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land. And it came to pass, when he was close to entering Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, indeed I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. Therefore it will happen, when the Egyptians see you, that they will say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you. So it was, when Abram came into Egypt, that the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful. The princes of Pharaoh also saw her and commended her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. He treated Abram well for her sake. He had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys, and camels. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister'? I might have taken her as my wife. Now therefore, here is your wife. Take her and go your way." So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. End of Genesis chapter 12. Father, thank you once again for the opportunity for us to live lives of faith and trust in you. Thank you for the opportunity for us to grow an understanding of how important it is that we learn to put our faith to work in every circumstance, in every moment of our lives, that we're to live a life, help us to better understand, we're to live a life where we're continually trusting you, looking to you, having our expectation in you and in your word, and more empower us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. As I mentioned here in this chapter, it helps to further introduce Abram. Of course, initially his name is Abram, which meant exalted father, and eventually his name was to become Abraham, father of many nations. But God calls him to pack up, move his family to another land, another place far away from his family. Well, basically we see in this chapter, Abraham obeys. He packs up and moves his family, and that is an act of faith. It's very important that we as believers grasp that one of the important expressions or ways whereby we put our faith to work is by simple obedience. We read the Word of God and we obey it. Yes, not only is that an important act of faith, but it's a very big part of how we live a life of faith. We hear God's Word and we obey it. An important question for each of us to ask ourselves is, am I really obeying the Word of God that I read? How important it is that when you read God's Word, you look for all the commands you found in a given passage you've read, and then you make it a goal to live it. Remember, God's Word is not meant for us to simply read it and stop there. It's meant to be a guidebook for life whereby we hear God's Word and we walk in its wisdom. Remember, the Bible is a book full of truth, but truth is always meant to be applied. Truth is meant for us to take and put it to work. As God gives us revelation, He fully expects us to live that revelation. So it's important that we understand that we're called to be a people of faith, and a big part of our life of faith is simple obedience to the Word of God. Father, with every passing day, more and more, help us to be hearers and doers of your word, believers who, as we learn truths and insights from your word, we put them to work. We walk in their counsel and their wisdom daily. Help us to live that life. Help us to teach and encourage our spouses and our children to do the same, to be hearers and doers of your word. And help us to live a life in such a way that our life is a role model to encourage other believers to live a lifestyle of being a hearer and a doer of your word as well. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, again, a few moments ago, I alluded to this, but as wise believers and followers of Christ, we're wise to, in the truest sense of the word, stay in the school of faith all our life and never graduate. Why? Because there's always more we can be learning about faith and how to apply it in our lives. And remember, God's word tells us the just shall live by faith. Briefly looking in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 in the New Testament, it further expounds, in fact, this chapter, possibly more than any other chapter, teaches critically important truths about faith. So in Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1, we're going to share this chapter. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. Verses 1 through 38, Hebrews chapter 11. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking at the topic, the Word of God, key chapters of foundational truths. We'll be right back.
Left
Music for Mercy Me, All of Creation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, picking up at verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promises, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Verses 1 through 40, Hebrews chapter 11. And again, that chapter is also a very important chapter for believers to read and meditate on a consistent basis. Keep in mind, that chapter mentions many different characters from the Word of God, different individuals, but every individual, through every one of them in their life story, you learn an important faith lesson, and of course, that's part of why they're included in Hebrews chapter 11, which some may refer to as the Hall of Fame of Faith. These were people who trusted God in difficult or tough situations, but God used them and worked through them. So my challenge and encouragement to you is read and meditate on Hebrews 11 often and seek to learn the life lesson about putting your faith to work through every single person mentioned in the book of Hebrews. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful insights and truths that we can learn from each of the Bible people mentioned in Hebrews 11. Help us, Lord, to learn every day more and more insights and truths and to better understand how to put our faith to work, and help us to live believers who are walking by faith and not by sight as a lifestyle day by day. Thank you, and we praise you. And help us to know, Lord, your word has told us in Romans 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Help us to grasp that we need to be diligent students of your word who are continually reading and studying your word and thus growing in faith as we fill our hearts and our minds with your word. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, moving back once again to the book of Exodus chapter 20. In Exodus chapter 20, we find the Ten Commandments. Once again, as we're looking today at the topic, the Word of God, key chapters of foundational truths. Well, you know, the Ten Commandments are found in their entirety in two places in the Word of God, in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. Keep in mind, the Ten Commandments summarize all the wisdom of God's Word in 10 very foundational commandments that we refer to as the Ten Commandments. So picking up now in Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 1, sharing the Ten Commandments, verses 1 through 17, Exodus 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the wisdom and the power and the grace found within the Ten Commandments. And thank you for your insight found in them as well. Thank you, Father, for the guide and the counsel that's found within these powerful commandments. Thank you for us as the church. And thank you for us as a nation. Help us as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, individually and collectively, and help us as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Genesis chapter 20, again, is a good chapter for us to go over often, because it contains foundational wisdom for all of life. All of the world's problems and difficulties are a result of people violating the counsel and the wisdom behind the Ten Commandments. Every problem, every challenge our world is facing, again, a violation of the wisdom of God is found in the Ten Commandments. How important it is that we seek to walk in God's wisdom every day of our lives. And finally, then, we want to look at Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. An important chapter that has insight and wisdom about living a courageous life following the Lord Jesus Christ. Joshua 1, starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. Again, that was a portion of Joshua chapter 1. And this particular chapter, again, is a powerful chapter. I would encourage every listener to read this whole chapter often. Why is that important? Well, amongst other things, this chapter lets us know God commands us to be strong and of good courage. Now, keep in mind, many a believer might quickly say, well, I'm often fearful and I'm just not trusting in the Lord in certain situations, and I just don't have the courage to do certain things. Remember this, when God commands you to do something, it's not something you just decide, well, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. When he commands you to do something, number one, it's a command. But also, God wouldn't command you to do something that you could not do. He does command us to do things that we can only do in his strength and in his spirit. We are wise to decide we are going to obey God. In faith, obey him to be courageous and strong in Him. And keep in mind, that's the way we follow God. We're to be very strong and courageous in the way we do all that we're called to do, strong and courageous in the work of being witnesses, strong and courageous in the work of sharing the gospel, giving out gospel tracts and sharing our testimony and telling others how God has answered our prayer, how He's moved in our lives. We're to be strong and courageous. That's what we're called to do and to be. Well, and of course, the devil will try to make us to be, encourage us to be timid and fearful about doing these things, thinking, well, I can't do it in this setting, or I'm not able to be, people come against me too harshly in this circumstance. Keep in mind, every believer is called to live strong and courageous in the power of God's Holy Spirit. Why? Because that's what it will take to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Jesus was our great example. He was stronger and more courageous than any other human being that ever walked the earth and went through great trials and difficulties for us. We too are called to be strong and courageous as we obey God. So as we read His word, we're to, in strength and courage, obey what God has called us to do. When God, as we hear God's call upon our lives for the specific work He calls us to individually and collectively, in strength and in courage, we're to follow God and do what He tells us to do. Father, thank You for the chance to be courageous people. Anoint us today with the spirit of courage and boldness. Help us to be the bold witnesses and disciples You want us to be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, in the last few moments of the broadcast, as usual, I want to give the opportunity to persons, if you're listening and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, or you recognize a need to recommit your heart to the Lord, we invite you to pray this prayer with us, because remember, the most important decision in all of life is the decision to commit your life to Christ. Would you pray this prayer with us to commit or recommit your heart to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank You for loving me with an everlasting love. You loved me so much. You came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, You rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord Jesus, I confess, I have sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrongs I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, I ask You, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person You want me to be. You told us in Your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on Your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with Your spirit. Help me to live courageously in obedience to You. In Jesus' name, amen. My email address is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. If you gave your life to Christ, we really would like to be in touch with you. Please email us at jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some literature to help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Or if you're a listener and you desire to receive some of the discipleship materials and prayer tools that we provide, we're glad to share them with you. Same email, jparker@afa.net. Just let us know that you'd like to receive those as well. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you listening in to the Hour of Intercession. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.